Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales. Today's episode, we are looking at what's going on this month in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom. I'm your host, Sarah Utoff. I'm the creator and the force behind Trundlebed Tales, where we work at bringing Laura Ingalls Wilder children's literature and social history to life. And just a quick reminder that if you enjoy listening to the Trundlebed Tales podcast, you can find me all over the web at Trundlebed Tales. I have a blog. I have a website. I am on Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, Instagram, Flickr, Vimeo, and of course here in Blog Talk Radio. So be sure to seek me out on whatever social media presence that is your favorite, and let me know what you think. Give me ideas for future episodes, and I am always looking for good feedback. So first off, I want to just make sure everybody kind of knows the rules here at the podcast. Now, normally, if you are listening, you can just stream it live when I go on the air. You can also catch the archive on the same website. And if you happen to be out and about, you can call in and listen by phone while it's live. And you can also download it for free from iTunes as an MP3 file for free and take it anywhere. If you are an iTunes unit user, please leave a comment, because those comments are how other people find the podcast. If you would want to call in to ask a question, make a comment, or whatever, or to stream it by phone, the number is 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free, 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And here on the podcast, we have a rough schedule that we follow through. And that is to have a short episode like this one near the beginning of the month. Then we have that's sort of an update on everything that's going on in Laura fandom. Then we normally have an episode that is a half hour, that's me talking about some subject in Laura Ingalls Wilder. And a second episode that's an hour, that's an interview. And then a half hour that is Travel Times episodes. And the Travel Times episodes are a combination of interviewing people who are going to some, that have been to some place or go off into some place that is interesting, or have an interesting hobby. That might be how you want to spend your vacation time instead, is pursuing a hobby. So I urge you to go back and look for past episodes of that. And as always, at the beginning of the year, we take on a resolution to try and get more keeping with our schedule. But the thing that sapped most of my time last year is no longer going to be an issue. So hopefully we'll get back on schedule a little bit more this year. And I am pleased to say I have been doing much better with the blog and getting the series of posts at the beginning of every month. So with that in place, oh, and I should warn you, if you do go to the webpage or the blog page about the podcast right now, I do not have it up to date. I actually have a good part of Saturday slated to be working on it. So hopefully as of next week, it will be up to date again. All right, so as far as what is going on this month, As always, we usually start with the Laura Ingalls Wilder events around the country. Now, April tends to be a pretty big month for events at individual sites, you know, programs, parties, that sort of thing. Not exactly sure why, but April tends to be a big month for those. The actual events at the home sites, there normally aren't that many. The Rocky Ridge, the Laura Ingalls Wilder, Rosewater Lane Home and Museum down in Mansfield, Missouri, normally opens for the season about March 1st. And we'll start seeing the other home sites kind of trickling on for the next couple months. But it's usually pretty quiet. This year, we actually, though, have three events. Now, the first one we've already missed, sadly, because I didn't get this done quite as early as I'd hoped. And that was the Sugaring Off dance they had in Pepin. Now, I'm sure every Laura fan is noticing that 2017 will be the big 150th anniversary of Laura Ingalls Wilder's birth. Pepin, her birthplace, has worked this year on kind of starting to get geared up for that. They had a actual, small, mostly local, because who trusts winter weather, but a small Laura Ingalls Wilder event on Laura's actual birthday at the cabin, where we actually had them report in during our Laura Ingalls Wilder online birthday party this year. So if you want to hear what they were doing at the cabin, be sure to listen to that. We talked to several of the people that were there, and they told us all about it, so it was the next thing to being live. They're planning on having something like that again in 2017, so if you want to be Johnny on the spot, as it were, you may want to go ahead and put that in your calendar now. They were hoping to have a Sugaring Off dance, like the one Laura described in the Little House on the Big Woods, that same day, but it really didn't work out. And then they were hoping to have it sometime that month, and it actually ended up being this last Saturday, April 2nd. But it was very well attended for a first time event. People seemed to have a great time, and I think they're going to be planning on doing it again. Of course, no word yet on the actual date, but as soon as I know, you'll know, because I think that would be an awesome thing. Now, I will tell you that people were just there in normal clothes. It didn't look like they were dressed, period, of course, but I think that if anybody wanted to, that would be perfectly okay. I always say that the Laura days in Pepin, for whatever reason, tends to be the most costume-heavy event. So I have a feeling that if they do the Sugaring Off dance again, there will be more historic clothes. And that is something I think well worth looking forward to. In Mansfield, they have two events coming up. One is that, three events coming up. One is that they're going to have a Future Teachers of America event at Rocky Ridge on April 8th. Then they are going to have a ceremony because Laura Ingalls Wilder is going to be inducted into the Missouri State University Public Affairs Hall of Fame, and that'll be on April 14th. Now, that's all the information I have about that right now. I will be following up with them, and hopefully it's a strange thing about Hall of Fames. Now, to me, Hall of Fame means there's an actual place and you go and visit. At the very least, you'd think there would be a plaque somewhere where they'd put, you know, the kind of plaque with all the little name plates, that there'd be one of those with their names on it. But I have found, especially at universities, that is not necessarily the case. I know of two people that were supposed to be in two different halls of fame at the University of Iowa here, and I have tried to track down anybody who even knows what I'm talking about, even though I know there were little ceremonies for each of them. Nobody has any clue. So hopefully there'll be a thing that you can go and see the plaque, and I'll follow up and find out about that. But as it's a university, I'm not holding my breath. And then the big event for this month is going to be the grand opening for the new museum down at Rocky Ridge. It's going to be April 22nd, 2016. They announced it early enough that it's sort of been talked about on the Laura groups and online enough that I think there's going to be a pretty decent Laura contingent. If you live close enough, you may want to consider driving over. There will be lots of Laura people there. And it's going to be on April 22nd. Now, this new building has been probably 15, 20 years in the making. And so it is a really good thing that it's opened. The previous museum described itself as fireproof when it opened, and I think that was a fairly good description of what the goals of the place were. I don't think that the display themselves are going to be that much changed. At least that's sort of what I've been hearing, but I haven't been there myself, of course, so I don't know. They did actually open the museum earlier than that. It's open now, so if you really want to go see before the crowds get there when they're still doing their soft opening, feel free to go and take a look. But the actual ceremony when everything is going to be officially open is the 22nd. And for programs that I did myself, it is, I missed telling you about two of them, and that is that this last Saturday, the April 2nd, I was at Roland for my General Laura program, and this last Monday was the North Liberty Community Library, and I did In the Kitchen with Laura, which is one of my, which was the first one this year of In the Kitchen with Laura, so it was always interesting to get a shakedown for that. I've added a couple of things to it, particularly people will be able to see exactly what we mean by Laura's favorite nickname. And also, I've got actually a couple more stories. I'm in the middle of getting a few more props. So it's going to be a slightly different program this year than it has been. And I'm going to be changing it over for the summer. I'm going to be doing it at the Ingalls Homestead in DeSmet, and I'm going to try and put it back in time about 40 years. So that will be fun. We will see how it goes because I haven't been, I've been really focused on the 1930s for it for so long. So we will see if I can wrench it back in time enough for it to still make sense. Now, there's one more event on my schedule for this year or for this month, and that is Everybody Eats, South Dakota's Food Heritage. And it's going to be from South Dakota State Historical Society. It's going to be April 29th and 30th. It does require a reservation or a registration, and you can find information for it searching for Everybody Eats. And I'm looking forward to it. It sounds like a really interesting show. And if you go on my blog, there is a link to their little summary about me and everything that's going on with that. My T-shirt of the month on the blog is the one from The Little House in the Prairie, the musical, which is one of the prettiest ones I have. And besides the link to the conference page for Everybody Eats, in my mentions, I also have another blogger's reference back to information I sent them about history myths. And the last thing that I wanted to point out was always be sure to check the blog, where each month I do a post of the top 10 viewed post on the podcast or on the blog for the month. So take a look at that list and see if there's anything that interests you. Now, I am pretty much out of time, but I'm glad I got the tip-off podcast done this month, even if it is a little late. And I want you to tune in again to Trundlebed Tales to find out all the news that's fit to print. And be sure to brighten the corner where you are.